This is NewsHour from the BBC World Service with me, Tim Franks. I began the programme talking about the global clamour around the new coronavirus. But as we've also seen from the start of this outbreak, countries have been responding in very different ways. So are any patterns emerging? Is there an instructive difference, for example, in the way authoritarian governments have dealt with it in contrast to democracies? Winnie Yip is Professor of the Practice of Global Health Policy at Harvard University. Which countries have provided an example of best practice?
If you look around the countries, I would say that there are some common characteristics of the more successful ones. They are the ones that deploy wide testing and early detection, early reporting, early isolation. And so some of the countries that are doing better include Singapore, but Singapore is a small city-state. Korea right now is doing very aggressive testing so that they have very clear identification of people who need to be treated, who need to be isolated, and then case tracing. I think China also holds a very important lesson. And by the time that it's confirmed that the virus is human-to-human transmission, China made a very big effort to lock down the epicenter, Wuhan, and that has been quite effective in preventing and definitely slowing exporting cases beyond that province. And that's very important. And then afterwards, the rest of China was practicing very, very rigid social distancing, not going back to work, closing school, and every individual is actually self-imposing social distancing. They try to avoid going out to the public. They try to stay at home and turning everything to online. Those are very important lessons to be learned.
All of what you've said so far plays into one strand of opinion that you hear, which is that, you know, say what you like about authoritarian regimes, but they don't half do central control well. They can impose more draconian measures. I mean, it's dangerous territory, perhaps, but are there conclusions to be drawn about the balance between effective central control and personal liberty at times of peril such as these?
Again, I would separate into two time periods. The time period that most countries are still at now, that is before the situation get out of control versus after the situation get out of control, which is where what you see in Wuhan in China. This trade-off between case tracing versus individual confidentiality is a very fine line, because we are talking about if we do not identify the people who have been in close contact, there is a high probability of the community being infected, who then get infect other people. So this is not for infectious disease outbreak. It is not purely an individual concern. It is the individual and society's relationship.
And also, given your expertise, which is not just in global health policy, but also as an economist, as sort of measuring the costs, I wonder how far you also think that governments are able to calibrate the knock-on for those people who have chronic illnesses, the vulnerable, the elderly, children who perhaps need free school meals and who may be affected if their schools are closed. How far do you think all that is being taken into account?
I think all the factors that you have mentioned are being considered, I'm sure, by all leaders of all countries. And that's why you're seeing major variation in how soon government take actions in terms of closing school, in terms of asking people to work at home, in terms of reducing public transportation, which is happening at a very prevalent scale in Asia in particular. Because all those have major social and economic consequences. But for an infectious disease outbreak, one needs to think about the trade-off. The trade-off is, do you introduce those measures early so that you stop the spread of the infection early and therefore prevent it getting to a stage of an outbreak, because when you impose those measures later, the social and economic cost is going to be even greater. And at that time, the crowding out of the health system for people with chronic conditions, elderly, is going to be even more. So I think it's about trading off spending some of the social economic costs early to prevent the infection to reach a stage of an outbreak, and then impose these measures, because at that time, the cost is even going to be bigger.
Winnie Yip, Professor of the Practice of Global Health Policy at Harvard University.